It's the 21st of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. The MP for Bedford and Kempston has written to the Chief Constable, Trevor Roddenhurst, expressing concern about a recent rise in taxi break-ins over the weekend. In his letter, Mohammed Yazin highlighted the growing criminal activity in Bedford's Queen's Park ward and urges the police to address the issue if they are not already aware. The break-ins, carried out by individuals or groups, involve searching for and stealing any daily fare takings and vandalising taxis, which disrupts the livelihoods of the operators. As a former taxi driver, Mr. Yazin said he sympathises with those affected and is seeking reassurance that the police are taking action while respecting any ongoing investigations. Mr. Yazin intends to continue monitoring the situation of current and new incidents. The recent Food Standards Agency ratings show that two of Bedford restaurants require some improvement, and for one eatery, major improvement is necessary. Dadaji's and Rocker, both located in Castle Lane, right off the High Street, received a 2 rating, while London Piri Piri Grill in London Road received only a 1 rating. The Go Outdoors store on Norse Road in Bedford is preparing for its grand reopening celebration. The outdoor retailer was temporarily closed so that the store could be refurbished and issues with the building's roof could be addressed. There will be an upcoming store reopening event on Saturday the 15th of February at 9 a.m, which will include a family-friendly day of fun with goodie bags, prizes and lots of entertainment. Bus company Grant Palmer Limited is reporting a monthly season ticket growth of 200% following a fare discount sale which began on the 1st of January. Zone boundaries have also been removed so that all one-way trip tickets across their bus network will be the same price. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.